Crossing Cultures. Peter visits Cornelius.
One day some foreign men came to where Peter was staying and they said, "Cornelius, the Roman officer sent us. He is a God-fearing man, and all your people respect him. He was praying and an angel appeared to him and told him about you, so that you could come and give him a message." And so they stayed that night, and then the next morning Peter and some of the followers of Jesus went with the men back to Cornelius' house. Now Cornelius had gathered all his relatives together, and when Peter entered, Cornelius bowed down in front of him and worshipped him. And Peter said, "Don't, I'm just a man too. Stand up." Now when he saw all the people, he said, "You know it's against our religious law for the Jewish people to visit or associate with foreigners. But God has shown me in a vision that he accepts all people. So tell me, why did you send for me?" And Cornelius said, "Well, I was praying and an angel came and told me about you, and even told me where to find you, so that you could come and give me a message." Then Peter said, "Now I know that God doesn't have favorites. You all know about Jesus and the things he did around here, the miracles and how God was with them and how they killed him. But he rose from the dead, and we're all witnesses of this. And he commanded us to tell everyone that God has made him the judge of all the living and the dead. And anyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness from their sins." And while he was still speaking, God's Spirit came on all the foreigners, and they started praising God and speaking in all different languages. Well, when the believers that came with Peter saw this, they were amazed that God had given his Spirit to foreigners. And Peter said, "Why don't we baptize them? They received God's Spirit just like we did." And so they baptized them.